DHS has dumped nearly 200,000 illegals across country, 1,000 a month headed for Florida. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Friday, May, 17, 2019. The Trump administration is dumping thousands of illegal alien invaders who are storming the southwest border every day into unsuspecting American communities despite the president's promise to stop catch and release. Such is the magnitude of the dumping program, Breitbart reported yesterday, that the Department of Homeland Security is flooding the heartland with the poverty-stricken migrants almost as fast as they hit the border. The shocking number? Nearly 200,000 since December. And DHS, USA Today reported, will bus the illegals as far away from the border as Florida. 1,000 a day. The dumping program is nothing new, but it is apparently worsening. Customs and Border Protection doesn't have the facilities to house the more than 1,700 illegals jumping the border every day. More than 200,000 crossed in April and May, and more than 500,000 have crossed since the beginning of fiscal 2019 in October. The deluge has completely overwhelmed border agents, who now spend most of their time babysitting the illegals instead of guarding the border. According to Breitbart, DHS has dumped 9,000 illegal into the heartland in the last 8 days. Catch and release totals obtained by Breitbart News confirm that between May 6 through May 13, roughly 9,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into a variety of American communities by DHS. This indicates that at least 1,100 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the country every day in the past week. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with the hope that they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. Breitbart reported that most of the 9,000-strong horde, about 5,000, was dumped on El Paso, while 1,900 went to San Antonio, 1,600 to Phoenix, and 500 to San Diego. Since December 21, 2018, the Trump administration has released 177,600 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S. The majority have been dropped off in San Antonio, where 69,200 have been released, and El Paso, where 61,500 have been released. How fast is DHS dumping them? More than 10,000 a week, more than 40,000 a month. Siege of Palm Beach coming. Denver was the recipient of a busload on Sunday, and soon, Florida's Broward and Palm Beach counties will get hit with a 1,000-strong illegal alien cluster bomb, USA Today reported. Broward County Mayor Mark Boggan told the newspaper Thursday that Customs and Border Protection officials would dump 1,000 illegal families a month into the two communities. Understandably, Boggan thinks the plan irresponsible and predicted a homeless encampment of poverty-stricken migrants with no place to live and no place to go. To bring hundreds of people here every week without providing the necessary resources to house and feed them is inhumane, he told the newspaper. CBP offered no other details or offers of assistance. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw told USA Today, "No accommodations for transportation leaving the CBP facilities. No accommodations for shelter or a place to live," he said. "Just no real plan on what's going to happen to these people," the newspaper reported that officials will dust off emergency plans to handle mass migrant invasions. But those plans, the sheriff said, are designed to handle something like the Mariel boat lift, where people come here, and then we take them into custody and turn them over to Border Patrol. The plans are meant to handle the reverse, where CBP dumps illegals on the locals. Pro-immigration Senator Marco Rubio, R. Florida, a longtime friend of the Open Borders Lobby and recipient of its money, is none too happy about the illegals landing in his home state. Reported USA Today. He sent a letter to Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan demanding answers to 9 questions before any migrant transfers begin. Rubio acknowledged that the migrant flow is overwhelming CBP personnel along the southern border, but he wants to know how the decision was made to send migrants to non-border states, why they chose Florida, and how long the transfers would take place. The mayor of Palm Beach, Mac Bernard, told the newspaper that, like the mayor of Yuma, he might have to declare an emergency given the burden the horde of illegals will create. "If we have to address this as our responsibility, we will do everything in our power to feed those individuals and to provide them shelter," Bernard said. "But it will create a financial strain on our already tight budget." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.